everybody's support. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Nikki. That's fantastic to hear improvements and progress in such a short time. And I'm sure it's, well, I know there's a lot of hard work going into it. And so well done on that. The matter with that later event, council does have that in their email slot. It's not something that we've openly discussed as of yet, but certainly will in due course. So
can you get a time frame on that on the call so we know what we're looking at?
As to when you'll get an answer?
Yes.
For a decision would have to be next month's meeting, but I should imagine we'll talk about it in our next workshop. So a fortnight to discuss it. And then a decision would be this time next month. So, yeah.
Are we talking Blue Healers, John Wood?
Yes, yes. And Dave Allen is a musician and comedian, apparently. But not the Dave Allen that we'd all like to see. It'd be a real miracle journey. He died a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Nikki.
Any questions, if that's possible?
Sure is. And name and address, please, for the recording.
Cheryl Wren, 56 Flint Street, Wallcatchery.
Thank you.
Okay, and Cheryl's with an S too. I'll let you know. The two people start at VC. Thing I'd like to put forward is about the bus for the seniors. They're just a leisure group. They don't have money and they'd like to go on outings. They used to be able to have the hospital bus because there were people on hack. I think it's no hack anymore and they've all got packages. But a lot of them don't drive out of town and there's a lot of stuff they can't get here and they don't shop online. So we'd like to see if the Shire could supply us with the bus and at a nominal cost if we have to. But as I said, we don't have a lot of money and it is for the community. So I would like to see if the Shire could help us out with that because they couldn't afford the 88 cents kilometre. They just no way at all.
I can inform you that that's an item on today's agenda. So we'll have a decision by the end of this meeting.
Good. That's very good. Thank you very much. The other thing is, it's come to my notice on a couple of things that have been discussed that never got to council, but they have now because the letters have gone in. The other thing I want to bring up, so I was listening to the tape from the last meeting, is two representatives going over to Canberra and costing the council that extra money when things that we ask for locally, we always get told there's no money. So I'm just wondering on that, because there was a few people querying where the money was coming from. And, is it necessary for two to go? Is it necessary to be there when you zoom in? What's the value going to be to the Wylie Shire? What benefit are you going to bring back from the eastern states that's going to benefit Wylcatchery when most of the times the meetings that are around here with the different council, there's no representatives there? So what's the value of it at spending all that money to send two over and what are we going to get out of it?
Couple of things. Towards the end of that comment about the meetings around here, there's no representatives. What meetings would that be referenced to, if I might ask a question with a question?
Well, I just heard on the grapevine that there was no representatives going to some of our meetings around the local area in New Rock and that.
Okay, well, so the New Rock and Zone meetings are always attended. I go there myself and Sabina attends all the time as well. So that's a grapevine that can be plucked. Multiple answers. The funds are coming from training and professional development funds for the cost of the trip. So as each councillor, for your awareness, each councillor has a fund allocated to them per annum, as does the president and the CEO and all the staff have allocations. So the funds are coming from that. The purpose of the trip is as part of a contingent from the wider region, the New Rock representation, which is our region of councils, seven councils, and also lots of councils from our zone, which is the Great Eastern Country Zone, specifically targeting extra funding for GP services, road networks and housing.